last time on the Mad Streets of Unova. All of these plot threads came crashing together in a terrifying spectacle. Our heroes were all cast into the wind, and now we find them on their own. Let's check in with one right now on today's episode of The Mad Streets of Unova.
Welcome to Backyard Bards. I am your GM this evening, Austin. We're doing things a little different this week. We're doing one of my favorite things, which is one-on-one sit-downs. Joining me this episode is Alex.
Hey, it's your boy Alex, the man, the Vic, the Lotad.
The man, the Vic, the Lotad.
The man, the Vic, the man, the myth, the legend. But
that is an excellent candidate for episode title, by the way.
Thank you. Hell yeah. And again, I think it's my history proves that I always ace it on solo episodes and never do anything wrong or bad that my fellow players judge me for. So I'm very excited.
Longtime listeners of the show will know that for the lie that it is.
All right. Well, we're not going to get into it, but Austin and I have had extensive off-screen debates on whether I did anything wrong in my second solo episode of Gifted. Listen to it if you haven't already. It's good.
Yes, and also bad decisions he makes that are only bad with information from his first solo episode, which he did not share.
Yeah,
The group. So
that one's less debatable, but it is still funny to shitpost and act like I did nothing wrong. So.
I feel like there was a lot of bad, but we had
a lot of good.
We had a lot of fun. That's what really matters.
I did a lot of good things. I saved a man.
I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, you also almost killed him.
Yeah.
Twice, basically.
For those of you who haven't had to have debates with me, I do this thing where I just reduce what I do into the simplest terms so that I can argue it easier.
Basically, we're constantly being gaslit over what Alex actually did.
They call me Russia for my massive natural gas reserves.
I don't think that's going to catch on. It's probably for the best, though.
I don't want that to be my nickname anyways.
That's wise. I want to open this scene. Mm-hmm. You are walking down the street.
Okay.
The wind's howling. You got your long coat, and I imagine you kind of tucking it in.
Yeah.
And
gotta stay warm.
The tails of it are just flapping strongly in the wind. Mm-hmm. Just this kind of whistling noise that the wind makes when it passes through alleyways and stuff. And you hear, hear this splash, and you turn to look down this alleyway, and the world, kind of shifts around you, right? Like, you were walking down the street, and now it's like you're in a tunnel. Like, okay. the street beside and behind you kind of disappears, mm-hmm. and you see in the alleyway a woman. The kind of cobblestone style, I don't think pavement's quite the right word. But
I was gonna say flooring, but that's not it.
Flooring's not right either, right?
Yeah, no.
But you know what I'm talking about.
The ground of the alley is
like this kind of cobblestone. And she's standing there, and you can see this kind of puddle around her feet. And she steps forward, and you hear that that faint splash sound again. Her high heels stepping into the puddle.
Okay.
And you can see she is dressed. I would describe her as immodestly dressed here.
Mm.
Nice. And on her bare skin, you can see these jagged stab wounds in her skin. And then blood kind of seeping out. But yeah, you see the blood trickling down her porcelain skin. You did this.
No, I didn't.
You did this to me. You did this to yourself.
I am pretty sure I didn't have a damn thing to do with it, and I'm pretty sure you wanted me out of your life, so I kept a healthy distance, Mom, alright?
I had to get away from you.
You did? I mean, you did a pretty good job for a good 17 years of doing just that.
You ruined my life.
I mean, again, that's a hell of a stretch. I think your life carried on more or less as normal as it did after I popped out of your womb.
First, you pushed me away, and then everyone else you've ever known.
I'm sorry, I pushed you away?
You did.
No, I don't. I think you're... Mom, are you on crack again? Are you on pokey crack?
Oh, honey, what aren't I doing?
I guess that's a fair point. You're doing a lot of dicks all around the city, and then there's the pokey crack, and then there's the, you know, whatever else nefarious you're getting into. I hear the stories that you're with the, you roll with the gang sometimes as the top floozy, you know. I don't know what your deal is anymore.
A girl's got to get by.
I feel like there's other ways, but, you know, who am I to judge? You know, money's money. It's all green at the end of the day.
It doesn't seem that you know what those things are.
Yeah, okay, well, fucking rude, Mom. First of all, I'm doing my best. I'm sitting there trying to be, you know, hand out papers on the corner for a quarter. You know, there's meaningful ways to get by. It's also now canon that Vic was once point a newsie. We're gonna roll with that.
I wish that I could tell you the truth, but it's lost to time.
What do you mean? What's the truth? The truth about what?
And you wake up.
God damn it.
You are laying on not very comfortable cot. Yeah, you are inside of a holding cell.
Would I recognize this as like a holding cell of the MP
yes.
place?
Okay. Yes. You're on one cot. There is another cot on the opposite end of the cell from you.
Okay.
So this is a cell designed for two people. There okay. is the large cell door, which is mm-hmm. used to take you in and out of detainment. There's also a small, narrow door on the opposite side that uh-huh. leads to a little shared area with a sink and a latrine. Outside of the larger door, you see Kenji. He's turning the key to lock your door. Okay. You are in a world of hurt.
Okay, now, real quick, is he still crackling with white energy?
No.
Interesting. So, real quick, so he's right there. I'm like, Ken, what the fuck?
This is only temporary. I'll be back. I'm going to move you somewhere a bit more permanent.
You're damn right it's temporary. I'm going to be out of here in a shake of a lamb's tail. You don't have shit on me, dickhead. A shake of a Mareep's tail is what I'm going to call that instead now, actually.
I can hold you for up to 48 hours without a problem.
Okay, well, where's my lawyer, dumbass?
We'll get him for you.
You know, it's funny, even if this did go to trial, I don't remember my Miranda rights being read.
Sleep it off. I'll be back for you.
Real quick, is Lotad with me? Is Doc with me?
No.
Oh, hell also, yeah. Also, I'm out in a fucking second then.
Sure. Also, all of your personal belongings have been taken. He's rifled through all of your pockets, in your pants, shirt, coat, all of it. Your shoes have been removed.
What the even my shoes?
Correct, even your shoes.
You so what?
You're just wearing socks.
Okay.
If you had a belt, it's gone.
Cool. So then do I still have my Hawaiian shirt on?
Yes. Your coat's been taken. So it's a Hawaiian shirt, pants, socks.
Got it.
And don't worry about your little buddy. I've got him impounded. We'll probably euthanize him or something.
You sick fuck. I swear to God, if you hurt that little Otad, I'm gonna chop your dog's head clean off. So help me God.
Well, it's not going to be me, of course. It'll be
your fault. You did it. Okay.
It'll, it'll be Jerry, the guy who operates the puppy oven, as it were.
Jesus Christ. Fuck. Jerry's a piece of shit. Okay, Hitler Jerry. Jerry Hitler. You're fucking God, dude.
Someone's got to do it.
Really? Does someone have to do it?
We can't just have him run around the streets.
All right. Jesus fucking Christ. Well, they're going to throw Doc in an oven if I don't hurry up, so that's good to know.
You had your little buddy attack a service animal.
It's a service animal? Okay, let's see its papers then, or I'll not let you in this store. Speaking of, how is old piece of shit Mabastiff doing? What's the Mabastiff's name? I should know this.
His name is Bentley.
Bentley. Yeah, where's that piece of shit Bentley? How are his organs doing?
He's not doing so well.
Fucking
fault.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That's such a bummer. As I have like active dog bite wounds in my arm.
yeah, seriously. I've seen it, Vic. It showed me the other side. What lies beyond. I've seen the prism. It's beautiful.
Okay, that's really cool, buddy. That's you sound really normal and cool right now.
You'll see it too.
No, I think I'm good. I don't want to.
It's too late for that.
No, I think I prefer blindness. It's okay.
Well, make yourself comfortable. I'll be back.
Will do.
And he walks around the corner, and then you can't see him because of the cell wall. But you hear the door open and close. So I think you would be somewhat familiar with what this building is, even if you haven't been here specifically. But this is like what they use to like hold drunk overnight or whatever.
Okay, it's a drunk tank then.
Basically, yes.
Got it. So just to be clear, so in your little mapping of it, there's how many cells are next to me right now?
You're on the far end. They've tucked you in the very back.
Okay, so nobody puts Vic in a corner. So I'm going to, and you said I can peer through the holes into the other cells?
Yes, into the other cells.
Is there anyone in the cell adjacent?
The one right next to you, no. Okay. Give me like a perception check. Hard, because you're looking through a slit.
Is perception like a skill?
Spot hidden, sorry.
Thank you. Okay, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I forget the names for the correct ones sometimes.
And hard means I'm trying to beat the half. Yes. Okay. So, actually, oh, shit. Triple zeros is 100, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. At first, I thought, like, oh, I'm in the zeros. Then I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, so, so far as you can tell, you are absolutely alone in here.
Cool. Okay. Is the door to the poop room, is it, as I've started calling it, I guess, is that... like a free in and out there?
It's closed and it locks at night. But assuming that the sun is up, you would be able to open it.
Are there windows? Can I tell if the sun is up?
Yes, because the windows would be behind behind where Kenji was standing.
In the hallway.
They're little barred windows. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try and go into there.
Yeah, you can. You open that narrow door and you step into there.
Okay, I'm going to go all the way down to the end of the hallway and knock on the next cell that wouldn't be adjacent to mine. So that
sure.
just knock on the door.
See so the narrow door that leads in, it's not a solid door. It has It has little like square holes.
Okay.
Not big enough to fit your hand through, but you can kind of see what's going on inside.
Okay, got it. So
yeah, and you see you see kind of a smaller figure laying on one of the cots.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
And just kind of try to get his attention.
Huh?
Hey.
And this figure looks up and you recognize this figure.
Uh-huh.
He's a little worse for wear. But you see Hayo.
Oh, God. Allison, you son of a bitch. You're a bastard man for this. Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding? It's fucking Hayo. God damn it. God damn it. Oh, God.
Yeah, his clothes are all ruffled up. But he kind of jolts up. He's kind of groggy. And you can see that he's got this big old cut on his cheek.
Good. Again, remind me roughly what age Hayo was again?
I think I said 14.
Okay, hey, you little fucker. What are you doing here?
Copper, is that you?
Yes, it is.
What the fuck did you do to get in here?
Actually, nothing. It's more of a corruption thing.
Yeah. That's why Hayo's in here, too.
No, corruption. Hayo. Now, what did you do, though?
Just out having some fun.
What does that
and
mean?
And the fucking pigs, man.
Okay. I mean, I'm inclined to agree with you that they are being piggish, but boorish, if you will. But what? No, really, what did you do? I am curious.
Hayo and Lottie were, you know, we're out. We're having a good time. And we decided to smash a storefront.
Why?
Would it be why? Fun?
Oh
and
my
it,
god!
And it you're was.
You're the worst. You are the literal worst, child. But here's the problem. I'm here. You're here. I need to get out. And I have a semblance of an idea. Now that I've seen you,
Hayo doesn't want any of this shit. They're probably going to let Hayo go anytime now.
No. I don't know if you remember this. I used to work here, okay? They're not just going to let you go. This is like your third offense. It's a three-strike system.
It's not true.
Well, how much of the storefront did you mash? Because it could get into felony territory pretty quick.
Just the glass, really.
Oh, God, I fucking... You've put Hayo in here just to fuck with me. You sick man.
These rich fucking store owners, they can replace the glass.
I guarantee you these store owners are scraping by, probably.
They don't know scraping by. Hayo knows scraping by.
No, Hayo, no you don't. I've met your mom. You're actually pretty well-to-do, you little jerk.
The fuck are you talking about? You don't know my mom.
Oh, I know your mom, Hayo.
No, you don't.
Oh, Hayo, I know your mom.
The fuck does that mean?
Oh, I know your mom, Hayo. Deeply, one might say. Very, very deeply.
Hayo does not believe you.
Oh, Hayo, you stupid boy. You should believe things adults tell you sometimes, because boy, have I met your mother, and she, doesn't even like you, but she likes a bit of Vic.
Mom's got standards. She wouldn't go fuck no pig.
No, she don't got no standards, and tell you what, she likes to, for not fucking pig, she sure likes to squeal like one. Hey-ho, and I hold out my hand for a high five. With Hayo.
Hayo's not helping you. He lays down on his cot.
God damn it. I was hoping I could bait a fight with Hayo to get a guard involved. My goal is to fight a 14-year-old kid. That was my goal, to be very clear.
That's a terrible idea.
Well, I mean, Hayo was never going to help me no matter what, so the only other thing I could use him for was causing a distraction at this point. Is there anything in Hayo's cell that seems out of the ordinary? Like, he's got anything that he shouldn't? Or he's got, like he still has his shoes on or a belt, maybe?
No. Mm. No on both of those. You would know it's pretty standard procedure not to leave an inmate with anything that they could potentially harm themselves with, such as a belt or shoelaces.
Yeah, that's, you know, I was on the off chance. Is there toilet paper in the latrine room?
I'm trying to think of reasons why there shouldn't be. I'm going to say tentatively, yes.
But it's only like one roll, I would assume.
Right, yes.
Okay, so I can't do much with that. You have to get quite a few plies before that becomes usable. So
I mean, that's true.
The cot is made of what?
So it's like a, it's kind of like a metal tray basically that's attached to the wall, and then they set the little cot on top of it, and that cot is like basically a glorified straw bed that has a sheet on it.
What is lighting the rooms?
They are, so I don't know that there's any lighting inside of the cell. Mm-hmm. I think it would be, outside of the common space, and it would shine into so you could see inside the common space.
Not to poo-poo your logic, Austin. So then the latrine room is in complete darkness?
No. The wall of the common area that leads outside is barred so you can see in from outside.
So you can see into the poo-poo room?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, one more time. Guards can see into the common room.
The lighting source is light bulb based. Sorry, just to be clear.
Sure.
Is it like a bare raw light bulb? Is it like got?
It's inside of a fixture. Sure.
Kind of fixture.
It's like a. It's kind of like a dome.
Glass.
Probably.
I'm gonna go over to Hayo real quick again. What is he wearing? This is not meant to be weird. This is not meant to be freaking weird.
Sure. He's wearing like a dirty white collared shirt. That it looks like probably like a hand-me-down of some variety, and then some brown breeches, and then he's got brown socks, like the, kind of like a, more like a beige socks, mm-hmm. and there's holes in the soles.
Okay, loser.
Coming back for seconds.
Kyle, shut the fuck up.
You're gonna feel real foolish when Lottie shows up and gets me out of here.
Why is Lottie gonna? Does she have bail money? She's like 12.
She's 14.
Also, how did she not get caught with you?
Hayo made a heroic sacrifice to let her and my Pokemon get out of there.
Yeah, you're a real hero, buddy.
You haven't seen what he can do. He can melt through the bars. Hayo won't be here for long.
So, I'm sorry, Hayo. You're doing a jailbreak thing here, buddy?
They're probably plotting it right now.
I thought, okay, just to call you out, you little son of a bitch, you said that you're just going to be let go.
Well, when I say let go, I mean I'm getting out of here.
Okay, that's completely different terms, buddy.
Hayo means what Hayo means.
Oh, God, I hate him so goddamn much. It's the third person that really makes him unlikable. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I also like that one of the issues you're taking with him right now is shifting definitions of words.
It's exactly, yeah. Basically, I'm fighting with myself, and it's hell. God damn it. Because there's, like, part of me that's like, okay, let's just see if Hayo's not full of shit, which, like, that's a tall order. And it's like, if I sit there and wait, then I've wasted valuable time. Hayo.
Yeah, Copper?
Give me your sheet.
What for?
I'll give it back. Just let me have it for a second.
You're going to do sick things with it?
What the fuck does that mean? No, Hayo, I'm not going to do sick things with it.
Hayo doesn't know.
Okay, cool. Well, if you're curious, peer through the slits and you can watch me do my thing. And how's that sound? I'm pretty sure that if I did sick things with it with a child in earshot, I'd face worse crimes at this point.
You're already in prison.
Yeah. Well, this is jail. Prison's a separate location, Hayo, but...
Hayo doesn't know.
Yeah, you are dumb, that is for sure. Just give me the sheet.
Hayo will come out into the common area and give you the sheet to take back to your cell.
Okay.
He's gonna stand outside your cell and watch.
Okay, great, thank you. This is to troll me if my shit ass plan doesn't work. I love this for you, Austin.
I love it for me too.
God, fuck. Okay. My basic intention here is I am going to take sheet one and basically kind of wind it up so it's just like a rope, basically. Part two is at the one end of the rope, I'm going to sort of tie it in such a way that I make a big sheet ball on one end, making a sort of sheet flail, if you will.
Sure, you did it.
Then there is a light bulb on the outside of my cell. What I'm going to do is push the sheet through the bars, the flail end of it, and then I'm going to attempt to successfully whip it up into the light bulb to break the light bulb.
Sure. So you feed it through, and Haya is watching, and you can tell, Haya is very interested, and he's trying to, play it cool. Like, he's not, invested in what you're doing.
Great for him.
Like, he wants to believe in you, but he's also very prepared to mock you.
I love that for him.
God, I'm not even sure what role this should be. this is something. This is really something.
Thank you.
So I'm 50-50 on whether it should even work, but I also whether it what skill you should use for it. So actually real quick, give me a spot hidden roll now that Hayo has stepped out into the light.
38 beats 75.
You can see that cut on his cheek. When he was inside the cell, it was kind of dark, so you didn't get a lot of detail from it. But now that he's come out, you can see that it's actually three distinct scratches along his cheek.
Interesting.
Yes. So it's a claw mark of some kind.
Kenji's shit ass dog probably did it. Sorry, Kendriman.
Sure. So as far as this weapon you've attempted to create, let's do dexterity hard, because I think the physical circumstances are less than ideal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, 1 in 5 chance. That's not that bad. 54 doesn't beat a 20.
And you can't spend 34 luck on that? I'm kidding.
I'd rather not. Yeah.
you could push it and try to roll better, but the critical failure option would be bad for you. So,
I mean, worse than being in prison?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to push that. God damn it.
Yeah. So you do the little maneuver after a couple of tests, and you give it a good flick, and it doesn't get the necessary velocity, and so it just kind of glances off of the fixture, and the two sheets that you're not holding onto directly, they come loose and they fall to the floor in the hallway outside your cell, outside of the common area. Okay. So the next time that a guard comes and checks, they're going to see the sheets on the floor there.
And how often do guards check, just so I'm aware? Because I would theoretically know this.
It depends on the time of day and whoever's on duty. So you're at the mercy of how lazy the person working right now is. By the way, I should say Hayo is visibly disappointed. And honestly, the mockery that you were expecting doesn't come. He just looks deflated.
Oh, okay. Because he's really expecting me to clutch something out here.
Yeah, legitimately.
Preesh.
You let him down, so.
That's fine.
Hayo is just like, what did you do to get in here? Really?
I killed a dog. Anyways.
Oh.
Okay, Hayo, I'm pivoting, okay? Here's the new idea. Here's what we're going to do.
You going to jump on the table? Hayo, try jumping on the table.
No, I'm not going to try jumping on the table, Hayo. Although I would probably make more of a dent because I'm much heavier than you. However,
because you're fat?
No, I'm in great shape, Hayo.
What shape
metal
is that?
Fucking Christ, Hayo, I swear to God. I'm going to Hayo, here's what we're gonna do. Okay.
Okay.
When I tell you to, I just need you to shout, guard, guard, that prisoner in that cell, the prisoner in the other cell disappeared. Alright.
And then what?
Then when they go in to inspect my cell, when I seem to have disappeared, I will then spring out and, you know, incapacitate him and then get the hell out of here. And I'll take you with me. How's that sound?
You look like shit. Can you take him?
I feel like shit. Yeah, I can. I got this. Austin, here's my plan.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to are you ready? This is the MacGyver of the fucking century. What I'm going to do, I am going to Hawaiian shirt, rip out all the buttons. Okay. Also the button of my pants. I am more or less down. Nothing's fitting. I'm in my skivvies. Okay. What I'm going to do from there is I'm going to put my clothes in a pile in the corner. I'm going to take the buttons I have amassed. Hiya, give me your buttons.
What are the buttons for?
You'll see, buddy.
All of the buttons?
I mean, as many as you're willing to spare. I mean, I'd prefer all of them, but you know, I'll get you a new shirt if this works. How's that sound?
Deal.
Okay, sick.
He starts ripping at his shirt.
Right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to set up the buttons at the entrance to my cell as sort of a Caltrops, but for slipping banana peel style, so that when the guard storms in, when I have appeared missing, he will slip and run into the wall, incapacitating himself. From there, what I will do to get this working in the first place, I'm going to take the sheet I have left, I'm going to drape it over my cot just in such a way where you cannot tell that I am gripping on the underneath of the cot with just my fingertips and the tips of my toes on the other end, but you can't see me. It just looks like the underneath of my cot is completely invisible. Like there's nothing there. So it just looks like there's a sheet, but no one's under the sheet because I'm under the cot. And when Hayao says, "Oh my God, that guy's disappeared. My clothes are in a corner. I am gone. He's going to run in to investigate, slip on the buttons, eat shit. Voila, we're done."
Can I make a slight like modification or suggestion?
Yes.
So when you say the clothes are in the corner, like you've just wadded them up and throw them in the corner?
Yeah. Do you think I should make it look like I disintegrated?
Yes.
I was contemplating that. Yes, let's do that. Let's make it look like I've been disintegrated.
and his buttons are fucking gone too.
Oh my God. Yeah, so that is my master plan. You're really fucking pulling out like all the MacGyver stops I possibly could have in my arsenal here.
Yeah, so my concern is that with this plan is that one failed check like knocks you the fuck out because you're four HP.
Yeah, that's why I really need the guard to eat shit super hard into the wall to the point where he knocks himself unconscious. That's what I'm really relying on here.
I like to think that you're inspired by your own banana peel.
Yes, the banana peel that never did exist. Yes, yeah, definitely.
Well, except for the one that did.
No, that never fucking happened. Oh wait, one did. Oh, I thought you meant from my backstory. I was like, there was. Okay, yeah, no, that did happen. Yes, I've learned after my own banana peel incident that, like, aha, there's something here.
Yeah. So I think Hayu. He goes into the common area, and where are you putting your empty clothes, your disintegration clothes?
I want it to sort of actually be set up in a way where it maybe on the cot without the sheet, so like it just looks like there's like someone that was, I don't know, what do you think would be best to make it look like there was someone who got disintegrated? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
So I don't want to play for you.
No,
But I think that there's merit to putting them out in the common area where the guard will walk out and immediately see them.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
That tracks. Yeah. Yeah, then I would probably do that.
And it has the additional benefit of drawing him into the cell. I feel like if it's on the cot, he can just look from outside the door.
I think that'll also make it just like a cleaner way of like Hayao being able to point at it too.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And it might keep the guard's eyes away from the failed flail on the floor as well.
Yes,
give him something to look at that's not the failed flail.
Yeah, it is also a very good point. Yes. All right, so let's fucking go, baby.
All right, so Hayo's like, "Help! Help! This other guy, he fucking disappeared. Help!"
Thank you, Hayao.
And after a minute, not even a full minute, but a guard opens the door, boom, and he takes a quick look, and Hayo's there in the common area. He's pointing at your empty clothes on the floor, mm-hmm. And the guard is like, "What the hell?" And he's gonna
there's someone naked.
he's gonna stomp his way around to the cell door. Now, I'm going to have him make a spot hidden for the buttons. Okay. And if he succeeds, he's not gonna step on the button.
Damn!
I'm just letting you know.
Please fail. Please fail. Oh, I really need this to work.
He failed.
Yes, let's fucking go. It's idiot.
So he pulls his key ring. He kind of jumbles around looking for the right key. Maybe that's why he doesn't notice the buttons. And he sticks it in, turns it kerchunk, and then the door squeals open. And he goes to walk in and look at the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to have him make an acrobatics check. I think. Sick. Right? Is that
what is acrobatics? One? This game. What is that?
Maybe it's not an acrobatics. Maybe it's just dexterity. I thought there was an acrobatics, but okay. So he succeeded.
Damn it!
So he steps and he starts to slip, but he manages to get his balance and he looks down at the floor and sees the mm-hmm. buttons. What do you do? He is inside the cell.
Right.
The door is open behind him.
I can't leave Hio at this point. That's you've got me there, Austin. We're brothers in arms at this point. He gave me a sheet, you know. Gave me his buttons.
That's right.
God damn it. I am going to attempt to just like do this sick move where I like come off from the bottom of my cot, wrap the sheet I have remaining around his legs in the way where I just like take him completely off his fucking feet, and then just sort of I guess, again, hopefully he hits his head in just the right way to knock himself unconscious is what I'm really dreaming of right now.
Okay, so here's what I want to do for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to roll Fighting Brawl.
Yep.
And I want you to roll with a bonus die because Hio is down to fucking clown. He's not going to stand there and watch you wrestle. He's gonna jump in.
Hell yeah!
So this guy is going to. Let me decide whether he. I'm gonna roll a dice to see if he's got the fight or flight. Is he gonna dodge or fight back? He's going to dodge, so he's gonna try to evade.
Okay. what is a crit success in this game?
Exactly one.
So 001
is a critical success, yeah.
Boy! Okay, but here, bonus die, though. Thank God you gave it to me just for fun. Sure. 41 or a critical pass. Sure. So, dude, that, the dice gods genuinely love me today. Let's
So tell me what this looks like. What happens? And maybe how does Hio contribute?
Yeah, so I'm gonna like, again, I let loose from the bottom while holding the sheet. I am then going to whip it around his leg, almost Indiana Jones style, and pull. He is going to be taken off his footing, falling sideways. It looks like his head is slowly drifting down towards the other cot, and he's about to crack his neck on the other cot, Million Dollar Baby style. Instead, he just bashes the side of his head, not killing him instantly. He makes a loud grunt and then is like, oh, and he starts to get up, and then I want to just have it that Hio just comes in with like the other sheet from his room that he's been with the remains of his another remains of his shirt, and right. Just chokes him out basically. Doesn't have to be a killing choke out, just enough to put him to sleep or kill.
Okay, yeah, sure. So Hio comes in and like drapes it over the guard's face and pulls it tight around his
yeah.
face. And you can see like his mouth open, stretched, and trying to between the two of you, you restrain the guard, and he passes out and or perishes.
Cool.
I don't know if you guys want to stick around to determine whether that's the case.
Nope. I am going to very quickly disrobe him as a disguise and grab the keys and grab Hio.
I think Hio like looks up at you and he just gives you this kind of feral grin.
Hio, don't be emboldened by this. These are desperate times.
Hio understands. And
he winks
very exaggeratedly.
No, do a normal blink. Don't wink at me. Oh, that's even weirder. Fuck. Don't do God. I hate that too.
wink, blink, Hayo doesn't understand.
Fucking Hayo. He's growing on me. He's growing on me big time. So yeah, I assume I was able to, again, disrobe, disguise, grab keys pretty without issue.
Yeah, I think Hayo's like, fucking hurry.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And Hayo shouted that someone's going to check.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the piled up clothes and put them back in the cell. Or no, put his body out into the common area, put the bundled up clothes next to it, keep the bundled up shirt over his head so it just sort of looks like it's me.
Okay.
Or no, actually, yeah, I'll put him back in my clothes and put him out in the common area so it just looks like I've been knocked unconscious or something. And
Hayo helps. Like he'll sick. Like lift his leg up or whatever to help, because it's hard to close someone by yourself. I can tell you that.
I can. So yeah, and then I will. So would more people be coming, or do I need to give like an all clear? Like, again, protocol wise, I feel like I should kind of know this.
You know that there is rarely ever just one person here.
Okay, I'm going to just sort of shout up with my best recollection of what your character's voice sounded like. Of, we got him, trying stupid prisoner, and just sort of clobber, just kick him in the ribs again while he's down, and just be like, closing the door, and just sort of make it very clear that I am back to following protocol and that there's nothing to see here.
Yeah, you hear a voice outside. Okay.
Fuck yes. All right. Hell yeah. I don't know if your guy had a Jersey accent, but I kind of had it.
Sure, that's fine. So I feel like the standard procedure in this would be someone goes to investigate and the other person locks them in.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
And then I'm gonna make it very loud and clear when I ka-chunk relock my cell door.
Right.
So that it's very obvious that, yes, clearly I have done the right thing here.
So Hayo's like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Now again, layout-wise, theoretically I kind of know this. Once I get out the door out of here, is that other guard just going to be standing there waiting? Or like, what's that like?
It really depends on how disciplined this guard is. If he is a guard who's good at his job, he'll be waiting there to look. If he's a lazy piece of shit, he's going to go back to whatever he was doing.
So I got to take a gamble.
Also, you know that outside of this room, there's going to be a staircase that goes up to the second tier. There's more cells up top. Oh, and then the door will lead out into like the main office area and then out the door.
Yeah, so say, how much do I have to go through to get the fuck out of here is, I guess, the real question at this point.
So, I'll tell you this, because of your background. You would know that because this kind of place is pretty low traffic, they use the upper area to house delinquent Pokemon temporarily.
Oh, okay, interesting. Doc, I gotta get Doc, fuck. Is that the impound lot? Is that the same as the impound, as Kenjamin called it?
Sure.
Okay. So basically my options are, and let me know if I'm missing something here, which you probably wouldn't, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Sure.
I need to go through the door, hope to God the guard on the other side is a lazy piece of shit today, go up a flight of stairs, get Doc out, and then go up another flight of stairs and out the door?
You go back down so you can go outside, because there is no door outside upstairs.
Okay.
The staircase is the only access point to the second tier.
Okay. So I'm just going to then take the gamble that the guard is a lazy piece of shit today.
I really like that gamble.
I don't.
You know, there's actually a really cool way to...
statistic for that, even?
Yeah, it might be a luck stat.
So I just got to beat my luck?
That's all you got?
Fuck me. Okay. So yeah, then I failed that.
Yeah, so after you gave the all clear, you heard the ka-thunk of the outside door being unlocked. And so you go around and go to that door and open it. And this other guard is sitting there waiting. His arms are crossed. He's just been vibing outside the door waiting for the actual guard to come through. So you open the door. The stairs are immediately to your right. The door outside is behind this guy. He was not expecting you to be standing there instead of his shift partner. So you potentially have the jump on him. My question is, what do you do?
I jam a key in his eye, killing him instantly. And then I go and get Doc out and I escape. And I don't even have to roll for it. That's crazy. Did they have some sort of baton or any sort of weapon when I changed?
Oh yeah, no, that's actually a good point. They have what is basically basically like a cattle prod.
Oh, then I just cattle prod his ass. Then
you can try.
I can succeed even. What do I do for that?
So basically, the fact that you are catching him off guard is the only reason that you're going first.
Thank Christ. Okay.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's like you got a temporary plus 50 to your dex.
Love
like,
that.
So you're gonna roll to brawl, and he is going to he's gonna fight back.
Oh, thank fuck. 69. Wait, how does fighting back work?
Fighting back means that if he succeeds by a greater degree than you, then he hits you instead.
Okay, can I spend luck points preemptively, or can I if I don't want him to hit me at all, that makes sense.
It only cares about degrees of success. Okay, so okay. So if yours is a regular success, and
yeah,
he got a regular success. You don't need to spend any luck. You won because the tie goes to the attack.
Okay. Oh, but right. I'd have to spend so much
But if I say, oh, he had a hard success, then you could spend luck.
Okay.
To tie.
Got it. Then yeah. I'd have to spend so much luck to go from 69 to 37. So
right. So you have a regular success, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay. He also got a regular success, and tie goes to the attacker.
Let's fucking go. All right. Whew, fuck.
So a cattle prod deals 1d3 and then stuns him for 1d6 rounds.
Oh. 5, baby.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, sorry, 5. Half, I'm rolling a d6 and halving it, 3. So thank you. Oh, we're rounding up, sick. And he's stunned for how long, sorry?
1d6 rounds. You can roll a d6 for that.
Oh. Watch this be a 1, I swear to fucking God. It's a 1.
Okay. You prod him, and he falls to the ground.
Okay. Hayo, kill him.
With Hayo's fists?
Oh no, sorry. I was joking. actually, you know what? Yeah, Hayo, kill him. I'm gonna hand him. Or actually, wait. I'm gonna say, Hayo, keep him busy, and give the cattle prod from this guard to Hayo, and then we're just gonna take our turns cattle prodding him until he's fully unconscious.
Okay. So you stun him for a round, and then you guys will spend your next round, each of you, jabbing him with the cattle prod.
Absolutely.
And then he's stunned for however many more rounds, and then you will do it again until he dies.
Basically,
which is pretty grim.
Yeah, I mean, way to go.
Like he's like locked up on the floor, and you see blood start to come out of his mouth and stuff after a while, and
mm-hmm.
And then like you feel like, all right, I think we probably got him,
mm-hmm.
And then Hayo goes one more time just to be sure. Pico's not moving.
All right, that's what we call a barbecue. And I will
like,
go.
Kind of like shrugs.
Yeah. He doesn't know what a barbecue is, does he?
I don't think he's been to many BBQs.
yeah, I'm going to go up the stairs and get Doc free.
Okay. Yeah, you go on up the stairs, and this area is locked too, but you have the key ring. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
It takes you a second of looking around, but you find the right one, turn it and open it. And you hear immediately, because like it's a pretty solid door. You hear, as soon as you open the door, you hear all these animal screeches, howls, whines, all that. And you see that there are all of these cages up against the wall on either side, basically, of this area up here. And then there's a table across the middle that where they would potentially like sedate ones that need to be sedated or whatever.
So like bad boys like Doc for sure.
But yeah, there's several Pokemon in here right now. I imagine most of them are like growling or hissing at you. They're in here probably because they're aggressive.
Right.
And you know, like the cages that were in the ship, these are probably, they're live. So you don't want to touch them with your hands. It will go very badly for you. However, you could turn some of them off to open them, basically, if you need to. There's going to be like a control panel for each one. You can press a button to turn the thing on.
Got it.
And so you go looking around, and you do eventually find Dox. He is up against almost the back wall of it, and you can see that he's shaking.
Oh, Doc, no! Don't worry, little buddy, we're here, and I'm going to turn off the power to his cell and get him out.
Ka-thunk. Yeah. And then now you can open it and take him out.
Does Doug come like... Doc, does my dog's name. Does Doc... I want to like have that Doc like goes, like gives a happy quack and then just runs over to me, and then I like grab him in an embrace, and like we have like a nice little twirl hug.
I imagine him like jumping out into your
hell arm. Yes, dude. I go, we gotta get out of here, little buddy, and I'm just gonna like tuck him under my arm and start sprinting the fuck out of here at this point.
Yeah, I also wanted to draw your attention to something on the table. Oh. because you know that that Pokemon will get transported from here.
Yeah.
So on the table, there is a currently inert capture ring. Mm. If you wanted to swipe it.
Yes, I would like to swipe the inert capture ring.
I thought you might.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And remind me again, it's just like a collar?
Or is no. it like a... Well, it's a pair of metal rings, concentric. And the outer ring has like a little box control panel on it. You turn it on. It activates, and then the rings separate to make a sphere.
Oh, okay.
And the inner ring is like kind of like magnetized to it, and it can separate, and then they can enclose around a Pokemon and trap them inside.
Interesting.
It's, okay. It's very painful for the Pokemon that is captured.
It's a very early stage Pokeball.
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm swiping that fucking thing.
So you got one on your person.
Sick. Cool. At this point, I'm going to get the fuck out then. Just sprinting my way out of here. Well, and then once I get out the door, I'm not going to keep sprinting once I get out the door. I'm going to act like everything's cool.
Yeah. You and Hayo, you get out of the door into like the, I guess you call it like intake, basically. There's a desk where one of the guards would always be to interact with other officers that come in bringing perps or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be a space where the two of them could like hang out and play cards or something like that to pass the time.
Got it.
And then there is like a set of like lockers for storage for personal belongings of the people that come.
Real quick, can I just check the personal lockers, see if there's anything cool in there?
You go poking through. There is a locker with Hayo stuff. So there are Hayo's shoes,
oh, right.
As well as a small knife that they took off of Hayo.
Hayo, don't use this.
Okay.
God, no, don't wink at me. Do not wink at me.
Okay. He blinks.
God, the blinking too. Don't do... God, for the love of Christ, Hayo, just don't cause mischief. For the love of God.
Explain, blink, and wink.
There are two different things. Blinking is just like, I'm being a normal person and I'm taking your word at face value and I'm not going to fuck you over later, Hayo.
Why would Hayo do that instead of winking?
Because I was trying to say that you wouldn't wink and to suggest that you're blinking instead to say that you are going to do what I ask of you.
It sounded like you wanted me to use the knife.
No, don't. Well, no, I do it. Not. I don't want you. I said, do not use this.
But this thing, and he waves the cattle prod. Okay.
I mean, this was dire circumstances. In fact, I don't. Please don't. No, just leave that here. Actually, I think
all situations are dire on the street.
I'll let you keep the knife. Just drop the goddamn cattle prod.
Fuck. And he throws the cattle prod on the floor.
Okay, I still let the kid have a knife, though, which I'm not crazy about.
He tucks it into his pocket.
I'm assuming the other locker will have my shit as well.
Yeah, you go poking through. You don't find your stuff.
Okay.
It seems like for whatever reason, Kenji didn't want there to be really a trail for your you being here.
That
so
makes
presumably
sense.
He took all of your stuff away from here.
It's probably in an evidence locker instead of just a locker.
Maybe so.
Then, yeah, I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah. You step out. You're not like in the middle of the city. You're like a little out of the way. Close enough that getting people here is not a big deal. But far away enough that there's not people walking by outside all the time.
I'm just looking at Hyatt like, Hyatt, does your apartment have a phone?
Nah. Mom can't afford that shit.
Ah, for fuck's sake. Well, Hayo, I think this is where we part ways then.
Hayo looks at you and he gives you this mischievous grin.
Uh-huh.
Copper want to help Hayo with something?
And is that something legal, Hayo?
Probably.
Okay, well now I just want to know what it is just so I can maybe supervise you at this point. Where are your parents, for the love of God?
Mom's home.
And where's Dad?
Pop never came back from the war.
Oh. Yeah, he's probably just late. Anyways, what do you need help with?
Like 12, 13 years, he's like counting on his fingers.
Wait, how old is Hayo?
14.
Okay, so he like pretty much never met him then.
He doesn't have any memory of him, basically, yeah.
Okay, well, sorry, Hayo. Sorry to have you bring that up. Anyways, what do you want?
Mom is a gunkhead. She hurts us. He points at his cheek. You see like the little slash mark that you'd seen before.
Like, oh, she did that?
She gets mad about stuff.
Do you want me to... I'm sorry. Do you want me to kick your mom's ass, Hayo?
Yeah.
Like, so you want me to hit a woman, to be clear. You want me to just... I feel like, okay, I'll tell you what. You want me to meet your mother? Maybe I can talk to her. I don't really want to go in fists blazing.
Be right sneaky. He's nodding his approval. And when she's not expecting, he's wham.
Okay, so Hiya, we're going to go to your place. I'll talk to your mother. I'm not going to hit her, okay? Unless it's a self-defense thing, then all bets are off. But I don't think it should come to that.
You got a deal, Copper. Yeah, you guys make it back to the apartment complex. And as I remember, you live on the third floor.
That sounds right.
So Hayo takes you to an apartment on the second floor.
Okay.
And he just turns the handle and walks in. You're immediately hit by the stench.
That's nice.
It smells very strongly of body odor. I think probably some urine smell as well, if I'm being honest with you.
Do I need to make a constitution saving throw?
No, I'll let you survive for now.
Thank you.
So, yeah, but the walls are all kind of, they kind of have that like brownish yellow stain from like smoking. Okay. And you also do smell like that cigarette smell as well.
Gotcha.
And Haya's like, Mom, we're home. And you just hear kind of like a whatever her response is. It's like it doesn't sound like words that you recognize. You just hear a voice.
Is like she's in another room or like?
No, she's not that far away from you.
Oh, like I can see her.
I don't know if you see her immediately upon walking in the door, but you walk into like the main room or whatever, and you can see that there is like a like a rocking chair type of deal.
Okay.
And you see a woman just totally vegged out on it,
just sort of like the old ad where it's like, this is what happens when you smoke weed, just lying sure. on the couch like that, basically.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then off to the other side, there's a pair of doors, presumably bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. But okay, so she was close and she just like just making weird. Okay, so it's not like, it's not muffled. She is just like despondent.
Yeah, she is. I think you like walk and get a better look at her. She is not lucid.
Okay. I'm going to bend down to Haya real quick and be like, hey, buddy, maybe I should come back at another time when she's, you know, has her faculties.
She's always like this.
Oh, so to be clear, what do you want me to do right now? Because I feel like your main goal of me hitting her would be, first of all, it'd be punching a dead horse or something right now. And then second of all, do you want me to just scare her and say I'm the police and she's got to cut that? That might work, right?
Tell no one that Haya worked with a pig like this. But yes.
Okay. Who would I even tell? Like, what do you have, like, some sort of street rep you're worried about?
Yes. Haya is all street rep.
Okay.
Without street rep, Haya has nothing.
Jesus Christ, Haya. You have your sister, buddy. It's a little rude. She's right here.
Lottie is also street cred.
Your sister is part of your street cred.
Haya, Lottie, one unit.
Oh, okay. I get it. So it's a communal street cred that you guys are pulling from.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to do my thing, buddy. I'm going to go and poke this borderline corpse of a woman.
You can see, like, at the edges of her sleeves, you can see these little, like, welts on her upper arm. Both sides.
Is a welt like a bruise?
Maybe welt's not the right word. They're like little, tiny little circular scars.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Welt might have been right. I just generally don't remember what a welt is right now.
I thought that I should just be more clear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And to be clear, having worked the streets for a long time, I would assume that's some sort of like drug marking, maybe.
Yes. And you can tell. They're not natural. There are several of them, and they're in neat rows at regular distances.
Okay, cool. So she's doing something aside from the gunk as well. She's doing the pokey crack.
No. This would be the gunk.
Oh, okay. I was assuming like inject like what happens when you're like mainlining heroin.
No, it's not like for needles.
Okay.
It's like a little disc the size of like a dime. And then you can see like on the table next to her, there's all of these, well, not necessarily all these, but there's like a lighter and like a spoon. And one of the ends of the spoon is like disfigured from the heat. And you can see that is what she lights to make these little burns. And then there's like, it's almost like a little bamboo shoot that is, the tip is roughly the same size. And then she has this like little bowl with this, dark material, like this dark purple material, which you would presume to be
gunk. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So I'm going to poke her in the forehead or something. Just kind of get her attention.
Yeah. Her head lolls around and then her eyes kind of find you. Her eyes are wide.
I say, hey, it's the local police. We're here doing a wellness check because there's a horrible, horrible stench coming out of this apartment and no one's seen you come out for days. And I want to be clear, lady. I've looked around now and you need to get your act together. There's two children in here. Look at these beautiful, beautiful children. I'm going to point at Hayo and Lottie and I'm like, you can't be doing this stuff with them around. You're lucky I don't arrest you on the spot. I have enough evidence right here in front of my eyes to put you in jail right now.
Sure. I think as you're talking, like her head lolls over and like she looks kind of out of the corner of her eye to look at Hayo and Lottie, who are looking anywhere else but directly at her.
Jesus.
They don't want any of that smoke.
Got it.
And her eyes come back to you and she's just kind of mumbling under her breath. And her eyes kind of roll back into her head. And she is like, leave now.
Well, no, I'm not going to leave right now. I'm in the middle of a speech. You are clearly unfit
in your current state to raise a child. And I think you'd look, if you're lucky, it's me catching you in this state. If someone else were to do that, you'd be out of here. You'd be, you know, out on the streets. You'd be in jail. And then what would happen to your kids? All right. You need to think, you need to get your life together. All right. I need you to dare yourself to be off of drugs.
They're mine. Mine.
Right. No, I see. I get that. I'm sure you paid good money. I don't know what you paid, but I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and flush these down the toilet because you don't need them. We're going to go cold turkey, and that will be the best way to do this, I think.
She is like, and I want to say that, like, her eyes have stayed rolled back this whole time, and, like, her arms grip the arms of this rocking chair in, like, a really, like, kind of, like, gnarled looking way. Like, trying to, like, pull herself up out of the rocking chair. And her limbs aren't moving right.
Cool. So I'm going to just start scooping the drugs off the table to get rid of them.
Sure. You go to scoop.
I'm going to look at Ty, like, yeah, you guys got a trash bag or something? Do trash bags exist? I don't fucking know.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Do you guys have a brown paper bag of some sort?
I think Hayo kind of like looks around at like just all of the detritus laying around this place that hasn't been cleaned at all.
Well, I guess I should, the answer is pretty clear then when you say it like that.
She like throws herself out of the chair at you. Like she's going to.
All right, she's like getting cattle prodded.
Yeah, I thought that you might try that, so that sounds about right. yeah, she just like, mine!
Well, I guess she's swinging first, do I have to do something right now?
Yeah, so she's going to try and fight you. You can fight back or evade.
So I'm going to brawl this bitch.
You're going to fight back, okay.
Yep. 51.
Is that a success for you?
Yeah, so my 75 is my fighting brawl.
Okay, she got a regular success as well. Ty goes to the attacker.
Okay.
So she is, like, digging her fingernails into you and drawing blood from her.
Jesus!
She deals 1 point of damage to you.
Okay, cool. Got it.
I'll let you go now. What do you do?
I am going to just sock this crackhead in the teeth.
You're
gonna
punch her.
Okay. Look, Hayo is counting on me.
Punch.
Yeah, like, because here's the thing. I don't know how brittle her clothes and hair are. There's a world in which I set her on fire with the cattle prod at this point.
You weren't worried about that with the prison guard, but yeah, that's fair.
No, not at all. well, you know, only good pig. Anyways,
she's fighting back, by the way.
Okay, good. 69, which is a regular. Nice.
She failed.
Oh, good. Oh, 5, so that's a 3. Max that's a damage. 3.
Yeah. Tell me what this looks like.
Yeah, so I go right for what remaining teeth she has.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just going to get her with a nice clean, I think. Yeah, I'm just going to haymaker her in the face. No fancy jabs or uppercuts or hooks. I'm just going to haymaker her in the face.
Yeah, and I think she, like, you know, despite the crackhead strength that we've been joking about up to this point, I think she
oh
is...
Oh, God. I thought she actually did have crackhead strength. Do I just, like, kill her?
No. But, like, you, like, hit her right across the jaw, right? Uh-huh. And she just falls over and hits the ground like a sack of potatoes. And then her body starts to convulse, and you see this dark mist come up out of her mouth. And, like, her head is like up, and it comes out of her mouth.
Now, is this like a normal thing that happens when you're on gunk, or no. Is this
no?
It's just okay, and it's just coming out of her. I'm gonna try and like close her mouth shut.
Yeah, so that happens, right? And Hayo and Lottie, they both scream, and they bolt it back into one of the rooms and close the door behind them.
Whoops. Fuck. Yeah, so
I'm going to try and close her mouth to keep the mist from coming out, I guess.
And it just like seeps through your fingers. It's like incorporeal. And it feels really cold against your fingers.
Oh, okay. I'm going to... Oh, God, I killed another person. I just keep doing it. I can't stop. What is my fucking kill count at this point? Fucking hell.
If it makes you feel better, you have not killed her yet. So.
Okay. Vic did not spend time in the war. I was like, do I know how to use a field? My medicine is a one. fuck.
The mist comes out right through your fingers,
uh-huh.
and it kind of coalesces into this dark cloud.
Okay, I'm gonna open a window and just kind of try and just like get it out of here. I don't fucking know what this is.
Sure. The cloud. You see these like slits open, and then they open and reveal these kind of like crescent shaped. Eyes that look at you, and then Ooh. And then this really creepy toothy smile underneath those eyes.
Is this Gengar?
You can give me a natural world check if you'd
like. Ooh, absolutely. I've apparently passed one of these at some point. I have a 10 in it. All right, let's go. Today is not also that day. 39 does not beat. I no longer have a gun. My initial instinct was start blasting, so I'm gonna not do that.
You have one, a cattle prod, two, a Pokemon.
Does this seem like a Pokemon?
I feel like I shouldn't answer that because
I failed
your
hard.
Check. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lottie, Hyo, get your ass out here. I need your help. Bring your little Pokemon with you. We got to kill something real quick. And it's not your mother.
Oh, this is where I would do the gag again. Like, Hyo's like... It's not my mom.
fucking Hyo. What? God damn it, Hyo. So I'm going to just have Lotad water gun the fucking thing, I guess. I don't.
Sure.
So I'm rolling. I remember it's D6 based.
Yeah, you choose a number of D6s that you want to spend.
I'm going to choose two.
Roll your MP. Is it high?
Seven.
All right. I mean, that doesn't go into your hit points, so.
Yeah, but it's a lot. I was hoping for it to be a little lower. I guess you also remember 2d6 average is usually seven, but whatever.
But you also deal seven damage.
If you hit. That's kind of the big thing.
Yep.
So now I roll to hit.
Just roll your water gun skill.
Oh, okay. 25 beats a 50.
Yeah, sure. So tell me what this looks like.
So Doc is now trained. He sees a Pokemon's mouth opens up, and just like it's a fucking circus game, he's gonna just start blasting water into the open mouth.
And the jet of water strikes, and it wipes the smile off of this creature's face, but it does kind of recoalesce back into this cloud body.
Mm.
But you've dealt seven damage to this creature.
Not bad. All
Not
right.
bad. Not bad. It's gonna go.
Okay.
It's going to turn its attention to Doc.
No.
No.
No, it doesn't.
The alternative is that I kill you, by the way.
yeah, no, that's I have like 3 HP. Look, I will die before Doc is a single mark is left on Doc's body. I will die.
It's going to, I think the cloud is going to like descend down and, kind of envelop Doc.
No.
So it's going to, spend 2d6, which came out to 7 as well. And, it's going to, try to like envelop him and, poison Doc. But it does not succeed.
Yeah, Doc is unstoppable. Doc just getting, I just hear quack.
Yeah, like how does Doc like avoid or power through whatever this is?
I'm going to say this and tell me if he can't. Okay. I want him to sort of just like step in such a way that he can like frisbee himself across the room so that he dodges out of the cloud.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He's able to just get out of the way.
I just really like the idea of Doc spinning across the room like a little frisbee. I just wanted to work that in somewhere.
Sure. Yeah. I kind of imagine him like using like a little jet of water to get him started. And then
oh, I love that. Yes, absolutely.
Kind of like how like Squirtle did in the anime.
Yeah.
It would like pull into its shell and then use the water.
Right. Yeah. Yes, that is what he's doing, except he doesn't have a shell.
Right, exactly. Okay. What do you do? Because I want to say, I guess take this opportunity to say that you just hear like whimpering from inside the bedroom. They don't come out. There's no Shrewdle, okay,
saw that coming. What I'm gonna do is question. This is the important thing. The capture ring I picked up.
Okay.
It was described as inert, but like, does that just mean it wasn't in use, or like, can it be used? Is my question.
It can be used. Yes.
Okay. Because now I've dealt a damage, and so I'm gonna go for three shakes, and I've caught it here. So I'm going to try and capture ring this fucking thing. Is that doable, like, with the cloud shape? That's I guess, the other...
That is the risk that you take. So basically how it's going to work is when you want to use the ring, it's going to use a charge. Which means you won't be able to use it again until it gets recharged.
And how do I charge it?
So that is why a lot of NPCs use electric-type Pokemon. Yes. Now, you and Kenji didn't need to. You guys were like detectives. That wasn't necessarily your job.
I wasn't.
But somebody who was doing more of like a like an animal control type of role would absolutely have an electric Pokemon partner.
So, okay. And also to be clear, what do I use to capture ring something? Like that's the other big thing here. Like, I don't want to do it with a skill that fucking sucks, you know?
Yeah. So my first thought is throw. which is probably not good for you.
It's 20.
Yeah. So let me look at the skill list real quick. Let me consult.
Do you throw the capture ring? Is that how it works?
I think it's more like you turn it on and then it'll like open and then you throw it, basically.
Mm.
So I do think that throw is a good.
I think
fit.
Throw I don't know is the correct use. I just don't have a good throw skill, so I'm like biased to be like not throw.
Let's try out throw.
I mean, I'm going to have to make it better at some point, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you basically...
Not to save the mom. I'm not going to dodge the mom. I'm going to knock the mom's fucking teeth out. throwing...
So you hit the button and it powers on. And I think I told you earlier that it was this pair of concentric rings, right? And so you engage it and the inner ring starts to spin and like twirl around independent of the outer ring.
Now, again, do I get some sort of bonus to the roll since the Pokemon has taken damage?
No, because how I perceive it in terms of what role the damage plays is how strong it is trying to break out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Not how easy just to physically hit it with a ball.
Yeah, here. God damn it. Oh, wait, no, I have luck points because I was like 22 and I was like, fuck. And I just have to roll a beat
you just have to beat.
Okay. So I'm going to spend two luck points.
You throw it and, the interior ring, separates. And so it's two separate rings and they're going to like kind of spread out kind of net style and try to, close around this creature. I'm going to have it, as the ring, wraps around it and the lightning shoots between the rings to close. I'm going to have this cloud, this creature, make a check to escape, as it were. I'm going to use willpower, I think, in this situation. It succeeds.
Damn it to hell.
Yeah, so it squeezes itself into like a small tight cloud and it just like slips out between the rings as they're closing. So the rings they've locked into place basically, and then the inner one is twirling around inside of it, and then you can see like these electric jolts lancing between the rings, but this creature is not inside of it.
Got it. Remind me, Pokemon Fighting Brawl does not use magic points, yeah?
Correct, but it doesn't scale up in damage. So that's just something to consider. So throwing the ring, I think, is your turn. What does Lotad do?
Yeah, I think, like, see, I'm in a tough spot, right? Because, like, he's only got 13 HP. His brawl is 25. Like, that's... Yeah, I'm going to have him do it anyways. I don't want him to take more necessary damage before getting possibly attacked by a ghost again. So I'm going to...
Sure, that checks out.
3, baby! Oh, my God. Fire on the rolls today.
It's going to fight back.
Okay.
Is yours an extreme success?
I think extreme is a fifth of 25, yeah. Correct? So yes, it would be.
Okay. It also got an extreme success, but tie goes to the attacker.
Boy, let's go. Dog's biting him right in the fucking head.
Tell me this. Is it water or grass damage? I think those are the only damage types I'll let you choose just for a regular brawl.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if there's any... Does typing matter in this? Like, do I need to actually, like...
So I guess the calculation you're making in your head is this creature resist either of these types?
Yes, that is where I'm at.
Which I would just tell you if you had succeeded on your natural world roll earlier.
God, you son of a bitch.
Instead, you're going to guess.
Okay. I feel like from trying to remember Pokemon, I feel like water and poison are like irrelevant to each other. So I'm in grass. I'm not sure about. So I'm just going to go with water.
I think a regular brawl is going to be 1d4.
Sick.
Plus build, which I assume that Lotad has no build.
It's a whopping 2.
Listen, 2 damage is 2 damage.
That's fair, yeah. Lotad's giving this thing the fucking business, honestly.
Like, what does this look like? Is it like him, like, clamping down with his duck bill, or? I legitimately want to know.
I would, so I was memeing about the bite. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say that, I'm going to, because I had him sort of spinning around the room as a water frisbee. I'm going to argue that he boomerangs himself, basically. While this is going on, he's going to boomerang himself in a little circle pattern and just sort of crash into the thing like that. For 2 damage.
Wonderful. I love that. And again, it kind of splashes this cloud-like creature apart, and mm-hmm. and it coalesces back together.
And while that's happening, I'm going to go, Hyo, get your ass out here. This is we're giving this thing the business. It's nothing to be scared of.
Yeah, you yelled, Hyo, get in here again.
Yeah, like, son, it's time to be a man. Get your ass out here. You're losing street cred by the second is how I'm going to phrase it.
Hyo's like, no way.
Hyo, God, I'm going to tell everyone on the streets that you're a little baby.
The door explodes and splinters. Hyo's all street cred.
I just love the idea of the door literally exploding off the hinges. Just like, there's Hyo. He's like adult gone all of a sudden. He's just like...
Like, mom said, it's my turn on the Xbox.
Yeah. He's using all of his life force in the future for this now to keep his street cred alive.
Yeah, Hyo just used all of his MP. He's a Pokemon. Yeah, I think you like hear the door open a crack and you see Hyo like peeking through the door.
He's almost there then. I'll get him here.
It's a start. It's a start. Yeah. It's something. I think this creature is going to... like reach out part of the cloud like a claw and swipe at Doc.
No.
And I think it's gonna we're brawling. It's gonna so do you fight back or evade?
Fighting back uses brawl?
Correct.
I'm gonna try to evade. His dodge is 30, so I'm not feeling great about that, but we'll see.
I mean, if you succeed then you might get to improve his dodge or whatever, so
54 I did not.
He got a hard success.
Ah, no.
So it's going to like leave this long gash along Lotad's side to the tune of 4 damage.
Fucking jackass.
And you hear like this, like kind of like ethereal, like.
Okay, I'd hate this fucking thing.
I thought you might.
It's getting cattle prodded now.
How is Doc doing?
9 HP.
9 HP. This was him officially crossing the line into bloodied, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So, I want to take a step back. Talk to you about Doc. So, I've been thinking about strong narrative moments for Doc to evolve to Lomka. And I wasn't sure if it should happen now-ish or later on, further into Arc 2. So I wanted to put the ball in your court. Do you think it's too early? Do you think this is a dramatic time for him to do so? I mean, I think I would agree it's a dramatic time, but
yeah.
Is it the right time?
The timing is dramatic. I will agree with that. Here's where my mind is immediately going to, is that I find the interim phase between Lotad and Ludicolo to be fucking heinous to look at. I really fucking hate the look. What is it even called? I don't remember.
Lombre.
I fucking hate the look of Lombre. And I love the idea that Vic has also never seen a Lombre.
Sure.
And that when I meet back up with the gang, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. It has fucking legs and arms now. It's fucking quacking a lot, like, deeper. I love the idea of that being what I come back to the team with.
Yeah.
I'm just like, not disdain for Doc now, because Doc is lovable when he's cute, but I just love the idea that Vic's like, he's fucking creeping me out. I don't know. Just like, he's in the corner, quirk.
So it sounds like you're on board.
Yeah. I would, you know what? I would almost like it that his quack gets more like he's been spending time around me and he's trying to imitate me. He's like, quack.
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 And I'm just like, I don't know what this is. Yeah, so I think this will be a great moment.
Tell me, what does it look like?
I would like it that, like, all of a sudden, like, it, because he just got hit. I think I would like it to sort of look like his skin is sort of changing color to that light green, and in Vic's mind he's like, oh my god, he's dying, because he's seemingly getting more pale and like flush, basically, or like losing flushness to the blue. And then all of a sudden I would like it just that, like, his lip, because his lips turn red too as a Lombre. I need to look at this fucking thing, make sure I remember it correctly. You know, a Lombre doesn't look as horrible as I remember.
Okay, well, that's good, I think.
But yeah, I would just like it that, like, all of a sudden you just hear like an angry quack almost, and all of a sudden his, like,
quack.
he stands up on his hind legs and then just starts growing on them. They just start getting taller as his arms start getting longer too. Yeah, he just fucking, like, fucking T-poses basically into, like, this tall thing, or taller, I should say.
So before you stands a Lombre, a lanky boy.
Oh god, what the fuck? What the fuck is that?
More like, what the duck?
What the duck? Jesus Christ.
Hey. Yeah, so I think he like looks at you, that, like, he gives you like that just that straight look that you
thousand
know.
Thousand yard stare.
That thousand yard stare that you've come to expect from Doc.
Oh my god.
Wait.
Little guy is now medium guy. Holy shit. All right, well, what the fuck? Why are you so long? What the fuck happened?
Wait.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you could do that.
And he reaches his, like, lanky arm up and he points at the cloud. Something that he could never do before.
It's our turn to go, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Sick. I'm going to have him... Remind me, does Megatrain give me HP?
Yes, it can heal you. But it only gives you half.
Okay, that balances it out some. Regardless, I'm going to spend a D6 to Mega Drain.
I want to be clear also that this is one that scales up based on the amount you spend, so.
Oh, yeah, but he's only got 4 magic points. I don't think that's wise right now.
That's fair.
Where is it? No.
You did just get, what, 3 magic points back?
Yeah, you know what? We're doing 2.
Hell yeah, brother.
Let's fucking go. Dude, you gotta risk it for the biscuit, baby. I rolled an 8.
An 8, alright, cool. How about you roll me your percentage on this?
Yeah. Gotta beat a 60. Should be easy. Ooh, okay. 54.
54. Does the change of Giga Drain change at all? Does the look of it, has it been altered? Does it still look like a tendril that comes out, or?
Is that what we had it do?
That's what you said before. It was like this green tendril that reaches out and tries to latch on to the target.
What I would like it to be is that he just starts inhaling really hard, and it's just sucking any moisture off of the Pokemon he's attacking.
Yeah, okay. So he stands up and puffs out his chest. He's like,
yeah.
I hate to bring this back up, but I always think of the of sucking down the hot dogs, that sound effect.
Oh, the best hot dog shooter in the world, that guy. For listeners at home, please look up fastest hot dog shooter if you haven't already. It's a really good video.
It is one of my all-time favorites.
Oh yeah, it's just the fact that he says, I ain't never seen anyone shoot a hot dog this fast. It's like there's no one in the world who's deep throating and shooting hot dogs back up out of their throat.
It's like
yeah, it's such a guttural suck.
It's a guttural suck, my dude.
Suck. Yeah, so Lombre's gonna give the guttural suck.
Yeah, and you see the cloud get pulled towards his open bill.
He just eats it.
He sucked up some of the life juice of this bad boy.
The life juice of life this bad juice. Boy.
Yeah. I am, if nothing else, a wordsmith.
Mm-hmm.
You get back 4.
Perfect. That actually has me breaking perfectly even with how much I lost from the magic points going over.
Nice. So you're at 0 magic points, but you're in the same HP.
Correct. And then I'm going to cattle prod this fucking bitch.
It's going to fight back.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
It was at this moment that he realized he fucked up.
Okay, 53.
It got an extreme success.
Well, I'll go fuck myself then. That's fine.
And it lashes out and slashes you for 2 damage.
Okay. I'm at 1.
Doc's Giga Drain did bloody this creature, as it were. You see this cloud... the eyes close, the mouth disappears, and it slips out the window that you had tried to open to shoo it out of. Yes, and it slips out into the alley, basically behind the building.
Okay, I'm gonna close the fucking window real quick.
Sure, that seems reasonable. Hayo comes out of the room. You kicked its ass.
I'm sorry. Did you know that was there?
Yeah.
You didn't think to warn me?
If Hayo had warned you, you wouldn't have come.
Okay, that is, first of all, good luck proving that in a court of law. Second of all, you know, at least some sort of allusion to it would have been nice, as opposed to just you're fighting a fucking purple smoke monster, Copper. You son of a bitch, you little son of a bitch. This is why I cannot trust you. God damn it.
It wouldn't let us sleep.
The purple smoke monster or your mom?
They were together.
Okay, well, is his mom still convulsing on the floor?
She's just laying there unconscious on the floor.
So here's what we're going to do, Hayo. I think you need to call an ambulance for your mother, because I did hit her pretty fucking hard. I'm going to be honest with you. I gave her a real haymaker. Your mom clearly needs some medical attention. She's had a Pokemon inside of her for God knows how long, and is now probably missing a tooth, so... I'm gonna leave. I'm kind of pissed off right now with this whole situation.
It wasn't always. It would come visit us at night and eat our dreams or something.
Okay, well, leave the window closed then. Lock the fucking window. Hopefully it doesn't come back. And if this happens again, you can call the police to deal with this.
We did.
No, I mean, not really. You kind of just swindled me into this.
Oh, you're not a copper now, are you?
I mean, no. I feel like we've been over this. I'm a private detective now, which is adjacent, but I don't have quite as much authority.
Same shit, different toilet.
Okay, you really need to watch your mouth. You're like 9 or something. You don't swear.
He like pounds his chest. I'm 14.
Okay, well still, you should probably not be swearing.
Can't fucking stop me.
Oh my god. Okay, I regret helping you. I should have left you in the jail, but it's fine, buddy. You have a wonderful evening. I'm gonna go walk myself to a hospital quite possibly, because I'm in a lot of pain.
Hayo doesn't want you to go.
Here's the problem. That's a conflict of interest, because I do want to go, and I cannot have you tagging along. I am dealing with dangerous stuff all the time, and you clearly do not want to deal with that.
What if comes back?
I told you, call the police. Not me. The other ones.
Will you stay one night?
Not with the fucking smell in here. Absolutely not.
And you see Haya's eyes get big and misty.
Okay. Hayo, you can stay in my apartment or something. You don't have to stay in here. I'm not in there so much anymore. You can...
Hayo can?
Yeah, let me make sure I don't have any spare guns lying around, but you can stay one night in there, okay? And I will be back the next day to get my key back.
Copper's all right.
I've always been all right, Hayo. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna go make sure there's nothing nefarious you can get into in my apartment.
Okay. You walk out?
Yeah, I'm gonna, yeah.
Hayo follows you.
Okay. Is Lottie following as well?
Yes. And, Doc, who's, like, walking.
Is he, like, the height of Hayo?
He's still shorter than Hayo, I think. Like, Hayo's, like, hitting puberty. He's getting
So he's probably, like high 4 foot area at this point.
Right.
I'm gonna, so I quick, guess I'll bring...
Quick.
Fucking... And I'm like, I keep looking at Doc, and I'm like, God, you look fucking weird now, buddy. Gangly as shit. I'm going to, I guess, open the apartment. And do I have anything that I need to make sure is not in here?
You looked through and grabbed your spare gun last time. So
I thought.
I don't think you have more spare guns laying around.
Yeah, I don't think so, too. Like, I guess my only other... yes, please get me another gun.
No, you don't.
I guess I'm trying to think, like, I don't have any evidence of other cases or, like, any other things that I've left lying around in my apartment.
Yeah, because the first time you came here, Kenji had grabbed, I think, most things that were valuable, not, like, monetarily, but, like, in terms of utility, so.
Do I have a phone in here?
Probably not, no.
Okay, good. Because I was like, I want to disconnect a phone line in case it's in here, because I don't want the kid making fucking prank calls for my goddamn apartment.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would have been so sick. Oh, I wish I'd said that you had a phone now.
I know. That's, again, I'm like, how are you going to have this kid fuck up my apartment regardless? I'm going through all the ways that you're going to do it in my head. I'm going to, against my better judgment, give Hayo the key and say, lock up when you're done, and I will be back for this tomorrow.
Deal. And I think he like extends a hand to shake your hand.
I'm gonna just pat him on the head instead. I don't want to touch his grubby little hands.
All right, so you can touch his dirty, unwashed
grubby
hair
little,
instead.
Grubby little scalp, yeah.
Sure. Do you tussle his hair? Like,
I'll give it a mild, a very slight tussle.
I think he looks a little crestfallen. Hayo's not a kid.
Okay, well. In the eyes of the law, you are, so.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. You're not as horribly dog shit as I had originally thought. You've had a hard life, you know. Have a nice night.
And you leave the apartment.